Good morning. It's Thursday, October 2nd, and this is Mamoon Azeem with the morning news. Give us a few minutes and we'll give you the headlines you need to know. To be in the know, Washington is bracing for layoffs. The White House says mass job cuts will begin within 2 days if the government shutdown continues. The shutdown began Wednesday after Congress failed to pass a spending plan, with Democrats pushing for healthcare guarantees and Republicans demanding a short-term deal instead. Vice President J.D. Vance accused Democrats of political games, while Senate Democrat Chuck Schumer said Republicans were bullying their way forward. Analysts warn this could be the largest shutdown in years, with up to 750,000 federal workers furloughed. A new vote is expected Friday, but for now the standoff shows no sign of easing. Another news. A rare clash between the White House and the central bank. The U.S. Supreme Court has temporarily blocked President Trump from firing Federal Reserve Governor Lisa Cook. Trump accused Cook of mortgage fraud, which she denies, but legal experts say no president has ever tried to remove a Fed governor. In its ruling, the court allowed Cook to stay on until a January hearing, meaning she can still vote on interest rates this year. Cook's lawyers say the case threatens the Fed's independence, while the White House says it looks forward to a full hearing. At stake is both monetary policy and presidential power. Around the world, tensions on the seas. The Israeli Navy has intercepted a flotilla of aid boats bound for Gaza, detaining activists, including Swedish climate campaigner Greta Thunberg. Israel says the vessels violated its naval blockade and were entering an active combat zone. Activists called the action illegal, accusing Israel of ramming boats and blocking distress calls. The UN and Turkey condemned the move, with protests breaking out across Europe. Colombia went further, expelling Israeli diplomats and ending a trade deal. Israel insists Thunberg and others are safe, but the confrontation underscores the deep divide over aid to Gaza and the legality of the blockade. Another news. Violence has erupted on Morocco streets. Nearly 300 people were injured and more than 400 arrested during youth-led protests demanding reforms to healthcare and education. Authorities say demonstrators used knives, Molotov cocktails, and stones, with police reporting 263 officers hurt. Protesters also set fire to cars and stormed government offices, according to the Interior Ministry. The group behind the protests, Gen Z 212, expressed regret over the violence but vowed to continue raising social issues like corruption and inequality. Prosecutors say dozens will face trial. The unrest highlights growing frustration in Morocco, where disparities between regions and public services remain stark. Now you know, and you're ready to go with the morning news. Share this with a friend and subscribe wherever you get your favorite podcasts. You can also sign up for our newsletter at themorningnews.com. Thank you for listening.